You needn't look so surprised. It's not like I'm some kind of fucking ghost. No, I didn't crash your wedding. You know me. I wouldn't just show up without permission. Look, here's my proof. I'll give it to you. Your invitations were top notch. Good printing, attractive font. Textured paper embossed. Lovely. I'll be keeping it as a souvenir on my fridge. Well, this is certainly embarrassing, isn't it? Maybe you assumed I wouldn't accept the invitation because you thought I'd be jealous, seeing you with... what's his name again? Ah, yes. Looks like very nice written. Here next to yours. Your family's approval looks good on you. What's with that look? You're not being put up to this, are you? Oh, but of course not. The dream job, the endless travel pictures on Instagram, the big house, the long-term plans. Hell, look around you. This wedding is literally a rose-gold Pinterest wet dream. It's perfect in every sense of the word. And then there you are, standing there like a vision of first world success. Hair, makeup, dress, perfect. This is what every little girl grows up fantasizing about. You've done extremely well for yourself with this situation, and you're not afraid to let every single person on social media know. I'll note that you chose not to block me from any of your feeds, even after... Oh, where are we going? Can't talk about this in front of the champagne server. Afraid someone will hear? Well, I'll give it to you. It's a little loud out there, so maybe the bathroom is a better choice for our nice little chat. No, I will not leave. I was, in fact, personally invited by the lovely bride, who I happen to care quite a bit about. It seems our time apart has allowed you to fill that pretty head of yours with some very convenient half-truths. You wear them like a suit of armor, guarding your new reputation and status against the sad reality of the broken little thing wearing that armor. But even the best armor has cracks in it, and I think my showing up here tonight has pried it all wide open. The other people out there, your new fair-weather friends, and your flawless breadwinner husband may not be able to perceive the shift in your demeanour since I came up to say hello. But you know that I can tell. That's exactly what you're scared of right now, and why we are huddled in an empty bathroom rather than conversing out in the reception hall that your beau paid so many thousands of dollars to decorate and fill with people who pretend to give a fuck about you. That tiny little scrunch of your eyebrows, and the way the corners of your mouth twitch. Without all the distractions out there, it's even easier to see now, despite all your best efforts to appear satisfied and happy in all those pictures you post online, all those beautifully curated images and hashtags meant to flaunt your newfound success in life. There's always an undercurrent of sadness and desperation, as if pleading for someone to notice your true plight. The whole charade has started to seem a little bit less appealing as of late, hasn't it? You don't think I know what I'm talking about. So you can tell me right now, with absolute certainty, that this is the life you truly want and that nothing feels off or missing. that all of your needs are being met. Oh, I don't mean financially. We've all seen the crap he's filled your life with. I mean those deeper, shadowy bits of your psyche which you think you banished for good with this new life of vapid plenty. Right. You're completely sated in every frame of the word. He buys you nice things, takes you on lavish excursions, and then whisks you away to his nice big bed and gives you the best 10 minutes of missionary sex of your life. My, you're positively glowing with that blush. In Paris to talk about all the incredible, mind-blowing vanilla sex you're having. Does he rub your pussy first and tell you how much he loves you? You must feel so like such a lucky girl. No. You don't get to be angry at me if you can't even refute it. You'll just make a fool of yourself. Something you're very good at when you aren't playing the Instagram trophy girlfriend. When we met, when I found you, you weren't this glamorous, impeccably dressed, hyper-popular socialite with the house on the hill and the 10-carat diamond ring. No, I remember the warped little girl with no connections or long-term aspirations, barely knowing how to manage her life, held back by deep-seated resentment and a multi-dimensional pit of self-hatred. She was a jagged, crag-ridden rock that scraped up the hands of anyone who dared pick it up. She could try to resist my careful grip, but I wasn't so scared of the hard work it would take to get to know every dark channel and secret place her mind was concealing from the world. All the while leaving a little breadcrumb trail to find my way back in, should our connection be interrupted in some way. And you tried your hardest to get far, far away from me, didn't you? Well, no, actually, I won't give you that much credit. Like the petty child you are, you left your new life up on display all over the internet, and whenever I felt like looking at another vapid selfie of you on some sun-drenched beach in Maui or Bali or wherever your lover's checkbook took you, it was only a click or swipe away. I'll admit, it has been amusing to watch your little tantrum play out. Yes, tantrum. These last few years have simply been you desperately trying to show me that you're somehow better off without me. That you're stronger than me. You think you're gloating. You think you're rubbing your success in my face, but all I can see is recalcitrant, submissive brat who has gotten so full of herself that she has to construct an entire fake identity to goad her master into what? What is it that you're wanting me to do? Was this supposed to make me feel a sense of competition with your bland, money-making life script 101 boy toy? Was I supposed to make some bald-faced declaration of love for you and show up today to stop you from marrying him with some dramatic mid-ceremony confession of my feelings? Have you really gotten things so twisted? No. I let you say your I do's, because none of it matters to me in the slightest. If he had truly won your heart and mind, you and I wouldn't be having a nice, private chat in the bathroom, would we? No, I am neither threatened nor jealous of your social arm candy. I almost feel bad for him. He really has no idea what a cesspit of wretchedness he has invited into his life, does he? This Ken doll of yours is ill-informed and unequipped to handle the sort of uncontrollable creature you are at your core. And as soon as the novelty wears off, you're going to start feeling those jagged insides of yours making their way to the surface and drag their sharp corners all over the soft, pleasant little dreams you've let yourself live in, tearing it wide open. It's already happening, and you don't even see it. Your laughter sounds a bit forced, dear. You've been completely deluding yourself for quite a while, but even though the tedious lies, you know exactly how all this is going to end once you've been allowed to go on for so long without the proper measures and balances to your self-destructive psyche. You crave control and order. Yet you foolishly sought out a man who gives you the opposite. The world on a blank check. Despite your best efforts to conceal your innermost desires, you sent that invitation as a last-ditch effort to draw me back in, didn't you? It's so like you, not to even have the courage to ask me directly for what it is you really need. You've been anxiously waiting for me to come back and claim you again. Haven't you? Little nod, little blink, little Oh, poor thing. It must be so exhausting trying to keep this whole facade. Yes, it's had to have been quite hard to make it this far. A normal, well-adjusted girl could have kept it up forever. Even had a nice family and all those other domestic, ordinary things that people are supposed to want for themselves. It's tragic just how close you got to achieving it. The dream. The handsome man with the bottomless wallet and the heart of gold. It's what you've been told to pursue your entire life, and you let yourself believe you deserve any of it. But you see, normal girls don't send wedding invitations to their dominant. Now do they? No, no. You're not a normal girl, are you? You're a whimpering, drooling beast parading as a human, all dolled up tonight because you've managed to convince a well-to-do man that you were worth more than the scum at the bottom of his trash can. I know better. I've always known better. I'm the only one who's ever peeled back the facade to reveal your disgusting truths. The raw desperation to be completely debased, abused, and enslaved. I've ruined you, haven't I? Perhaps I can't buy you the fancy nonsense, but I can put a demented, slovenly smile on that pretty face in the worst ways. There it is. The way your shoulders have relaxed, the way your head tilts down, the way it seems so hard to look at me now. You've slipped into subspace, haven't you? I can tell. Does it feel good to slip back into that numbness after all this time? Does it feel good when you're finally fulfilling your purpose again? Now, kneel down in front of me. Yes. You'll ruin your pretty dress if you kneel down here on this damp floor, but you'll do it anyway because I'm telling you to. How many hours did it take them to get you ready today? So much effort and fuss over a worthless little animal. So much concern over all the minute details. Isn't it silly how you've allowed yourself to take all that to heart? That you're somehow deserving of all this time and attention. The star of the evening, who, I'll remind you, should be out enjoying her perfect wedding but instead is here, knelt down in a fucking bathroom, ruining her gorgeous dress. Can't even look at me, can you? You think you even have a choice in the matter? Look at me. I said, look at me. Better. Crying already. Jesus Christ, you really are pathetic. Are you sorry for something? Tell me what you're sorry for. Oh, yes. 3 years of you acting like Queen Bitch and trying to make me envious of your ridiculous plastic life with Prince Vanilla Fuckboy. While that was quite amusing to watch play out, it did mean that I was given ample time to think about what exactly I'll do to you once I got you back. You see, I am a very patient man, but my mind is far from an idle one. That is exactly why you are addicted to me, isn't it? You never quite know what I have in store for you. You've been letting the meter run on this for quite a while. Remember when I'd have you licking my shoes and begging for forgiveness for not responding to a text message fast enough? Or the time you tried to talk back to me during a scene and you had to edge for 3 days? Yeah? You couldn't even remember your own name when I asked you. I still have some of the pictures I took of your exhausted, sweat-drenched body with your fingers stuffed up your dripping cunt. I think I'll share them with you later. Well, how about when you showed up in the wrong dress to a date and I made you wear that absurdly large plug in your ass for the rest of the evening? You squirm so much the whole night, after I'd gone through all the trouble to give you a nice outing like any other couple. If only you just obeyed me properly in the first place, you could have gotten in some practice. No, not being a complete whore, I mean. But you don't ever get to really be normal. Not when you belong to me. Not when I know what you are. And that brings us to today. What should I even do with this thing kneeling in front of me? After all the nonsense you've pulled, the carrying on, the vain attempts to cajole me into action. I don't know if another Dom would have had the patience for such an ungrateful worm. The time out of my day to come and be here could have been better spent seeking out a new submissive to entertain me. What would you have done then if your little plan hadn't paid out as intended? If I hadn't appeared to rattle you out of your ill-conceived notions of humanity and lead you back to your proper place at my feet? You don't have an answer for that, do you? Well, at least that only makes one of us without a fucking clue as to what they're doing. Because I know exactly how best to make you pay for defying me. We'll start slow, right here in the bathroom. As I've just reminded you, we know exactly what to do to disobedient subs who wear the wrong dresses to greet their master. I've got a plug here. In my messenger bag, all cleaned up and ready to go. Now, I just need to be shown where to put it. Turn around, lift that gorgeous chiffon skirt up and over your arse. I see the brand is still there. How in the world did you ever explain that to him? He's probably never thought about it too much. Simple men who think they have it all rarely consider the tricky details of a subject. He put you up on such a pedestal. He'd never be able to imagine the sort of depravity you're capable of when you're handled by a proper master. The kind of master who brands his slave like the livestock she is, and make her pierce her nipples for his pleasure. Are the piercings still in? Well, that should be an easy fix. Now, these lacy white lingerie are quite the sight, but I need you to bring them down around your legs and to spread yourself out with your hands. Don't worry. I've brought lube as well. I'm not as inconsiderate as you are. I don't want to damage you. Yet. A little slow to comply, pet. You've gotten rather complacent. What with the pace he sets for you? It'll be the first thing we train back into you, because you know how much I dislike waiting for my commands to be obeyed. Do you remember how to take a plug up your arse? I doubt you've had much practice as of late, but you really have only yourself to blame by picking such an insufferably average partner to try and fill the void created by straying from me. Did you think you were going to get used to it? That the ache would leave you? That you'd stop being a ravenous, mewling cocksleeve just because you told yourself you could? I'm the only one who can interpret those desires of yours and make them a reality. Isn't that right? Before me, you didn't even know what you were truly capable of enjoying, and you thrashed in the darkness of your own ignorance, unable to articulate what it is you needed to be truly happy. I remember just how blissful you looked the first time I got my hands on you. You were a perfect canvas for my cruelty. All right, enough chit-chat. In it goes. You've certainly got tight again. It'll be such fun working on that together until I can fuck it again. This one isn't even half the size of the ones you used to be able to take, but it does have a lovely little jewel on the end. It is your wedding, after all. I had to buy you a nice present, didn't I? Relax. You're going to need to relax before I put more in. Oh, your pussy is drooling onto the floor and your legs are shuddering. Did you forget how much you loved taking it in the ass? I remember your first time just taking my fingers inside you. You were begging me for more and yowling like a cat in heat. Such a treasured memory for both of us. All the way in, good girl. Here, I'll press my hand up against your cunt for taking that plug so nicely. You like that. Huh? Is this little reunion of ours everything you imagined? How you dreamed of spending your wedding night? On your fucking knees with a plug up your ass and a dirty bathroom, which I'll remind you is completely unlocked. You will stay until I tell you to move. You want me to lock that door and keep some random guests from wandering in? No doubt your absence is already being noticed. The bathrooms are usually the first place a concerned friend would check. What would that scene even look like to someone who didn't know the real you? Please? Please what? Please, sir! My God, I can't believe you've forgotten the most absurdly basic things. Are you really that incapable of retaining information? Just for that, no, I will not lock the door. You getting found out will not affect me in the slightest. In fact, it would be the perfect way to make you really understand just how displeased I am with you. to ruin your entire life because you couldn't control your compulsions. Very fitting, don't you think? There. Now we're remembering our manners. Anything. You'll do anything for me if I lock the door for you. Well, well, well. Anything is a very big word, you know. Under my discretion, anything leaves such a void for villainous interpretations. Should I take you at your word, or are you going to refine your statement a little? Quickly now. I still need to be properly convinced. You can barely string your words together while my hand is stroking that slick cunt of yours. You really are an animal, completely captive to your own anatomy, grinding back onto my open palm despite yourself. Yes, that's a good girl. Well, if we're talking anything, what that means is parading you back out there, bending you over in front of your guests, and letting them see the pretty little gift I bought you along with that dribbling pussy. How quickly will those friends, those fellow influencers of yours, whip out their phones for a quick snapshot? Everyone loves drama, and being the first source for the full account of a messy fall from grace. You can't tell me that doesn't sound like an appropriate punishment for what you've done. You evade and tease me for 3 years, building a shiny new life, and in 5 minutes, I completely shatter. It all belongs to me anyway. You're my property after all. So your life, artificial or otherwise, is mine to do with as I please, and deny me the pleasure of witnessing your free fall into pure nadir, your absolute rock bottom. Well, it sounds to me like you're still trying to control this chain reaction you've let build up, but it's well out of your trembling little paws now. Inviting my despotism back into your life comes with an appropriate level of interest and back payment. Perhaps I would have been merciful had you not tried playing so many games. Perhaps you could have earned my leniency if you just admitted your wrongs and submitted yourself to my will under more appropriate circumstances. But that isn't your style now, is it? You've never understood when to stop, when to submit and confess without my hands to beat it out of you. Your hard-headed resistance has always been my most and least favourite thing about you. Any dominant wants a little bit of a brat which he can discipline back into pliancy, but you've always taken it just a step further and really tested my endurance for brutality. You might have let your capacity atrophy, but I assure you my callus has not softened in the slightest. You'll conform to my desires again, once we've properly butchered your new little fantasy. Oh, the reality is starting to sink in, isn't it? Did you actually think I'd let you carry on? Did you think we'd have a quick hate fuck in the bathroom and you'd flit away to your comfortable, whimsical world of affluence? Did you think you'd get this out of your system and be ready to return to normalcy? Oh, no, no, no. Once I'm done with you, these last 3 years will seem like a pleasant little daydream, a passing fancy that you'll struggle to remember with my piss and cum slathered on your worthless face and in your pretty hair as I fuck your arse and leave all sorts of marks on that shameful body of yours. I get to corrupt you all over again. In fact, I've discovered so many new kinks in your absence that I've been so very eager to try out. Did you know there's a drug that can make a woman lactate? I'd be able to milk you every day. And see how sore we could get those nipples of yours. After long enough, you'd be dripping and leaking all over your clothes when you're not getting pumped properly. Oh, won't that be embarrassing? Soaking through your shirts and dresses? You won't be able to help it. I'll take you out in public and let everyone see what a perfect little cow I've made you into. I've already got a full supply of the drug ready for you. Oh, no. Is my pet coming without permission? Don't lie to your master. I've got my hand right against your pussy. It's spasming and clenching. And if anyone was outside this bathroom right now, they'd be certainly able to hear those wonderful noises you're making. That just seals the deal, then. Come on. Up you get. Up on those shaky legs. Leave the panties there around your ankles. We're going to go out and apologize to your guests for your absence. Don't worry. We'll do it together. We'll be doing so much together from now on.